请这些弟兄姊妹们来给大家有一些的这些的演出。
So we now ask them to start their presentation.
那第一个呢是Joanna 和那个 Judith 他们会带一些弟兄姊妹上来有一些音乐和新颖的一些节目。
So Judith and Joanna will be leading some musical items from the young people on the.
所以我们能不能请他们上来准备有一些准备
？We ask them now to come and do that.
或者 Judith 可以给我们一些介绍你们要表演的这个节目。
Will Judith and Joanna like to say something about the item? Heaven?
Heaven.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin. So my name is also Kevin. Yeah. So we're here to sing. We want to share a song with you.
我们想跟唱几首歌。
As a reflection of what we have learned from youth camp.
就代表我们在青年营里面学到的东西。
Because we were once a sinner.
我们以前曾经是罪人。
But now we're saved by grace.
现在我们是蒙神的恩典得救的。
We were once lost.
我们以前是失落的。
But now we're found.
现在我们被神找到了。
So we also want to share with you this hope.
所以我们要跟你们一起分享我们这个盼望。
In this amazing grace.
这是奇异的恩典。
This amazing grace that is found in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这奇异点在主耶稣的为我们死、为我们复活这件事情上找到了。
Amazing grace.
奇异恩典。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that
想不到这么小的孩子拉得这么好。
You can imagine such a small child can play such nice music.
感谢主，我们中间有很多这些很可爱的孩子。
We praise the Lord that we have so many cute children among us.
我们下面一个呢是见证。
The next item will be a testimony.
Abraham,
pass the time now to Brother Abraham. Hello, everyone. 大家好。I'm Abraham.
我是亚伯拉罕。
Okay. I was asked a bit earlier to say a few words about myself.
我被邀请来这里说几句关于我自己的事。
And so I thought I'd say a bit about prayer in my life.
或者我讲关于祷告这件事。
So there are three things that I experienced and have experienced to do with prayer in my life.
有几件三件事是我在祷告中学习到的事情。
And so I thought I'd share them with you.
我想今天晚上就这样跟你们分享。
Okay, so with each of these kind of topics, then I've had one experience for with which I'll talk about.
所以这些是我亲身经历的，我想跟你们交通。
Okay, so for the first one, it's ignorance.
第一件事就是无知。
Ignorance when I pray.
做祷告时候一点无知。
So like I don't really pray for things like, oh, I don't pray for good grades or pray for to win or something like that. That's not something I do.
我从来没有为做我得到好成绩或者比赛成功这些几件事情祷告。
But I sometimes do pray for the wrong thing.
那有时候我还是为做不对的东西祷告。
Even if it's something that I'm sure is right.
甚至有一些事情我觉得是很对的，我应该向神求的。
So one of these, there was a while when I prayed for a long time and prayed really hard that God would give me some amazing passion for him.
几年前我为做向着神有一个很好很爱主的那种热忱的心祷告。
A really zealous and driving spirit in me.
就好像有一个很极大的灵在圣灵在里面感动我，有极大的爱为着主。
I thought this was a good thing and this would make things easier for me to do things because I would have this passion that would make it easier for me to do things.
我以为这样子向神求是不错的，如果有这样的热忱对着主的话，做很多事情都方便。
And so I prayed for this for a long time.
所以为着这件事情祷告了很长时间。
And nothing happened.
但是好像没有发生。
And I'm not sure when I stopped praying about this.
我不知道什么时候我停止为这件事情祷告。
But when I look back, I realized there was some time when I stopped praying for this, and I just prayed that I would have some love for God.
And 我就开始只是祷告，简单的祷告说，神啊，让我能够更爱你。
And now I realized that I don't think what I asked back then was right, even though I was so sure.
对，那我回想。之后我就知道我当时向神这样的求其实不是对的，因为虽然我脑子告诉我这是很对的事情。
Yep, and rather I think he wants me to love him by choosing to love him.
他只是要我简单的选择来爱他。
Rather than following him through some, because of some mindless infatuation.
不是只是为着我自己的感觉而去追求他。
And so actually there are things I pray about that I can be so sure that are correct but are actually wrong.
所以有时候我觉得很对的事情为着那些事情祷告但其实是错的。
So that's something that I like to tell people that it's really easy to be ignorant about what you pray even if it's something you're sure about.
所以我会告诉向人做见证说我有时候祷告是一点无知的，虽然我以为是很对的事情。
And thankfully God helped me realize that maybe this is not the best thing.
但感谢神，他帮助我明白我所求的其实是不对的。
Okay, so another thing I'd like to talk about is frustration.
另一件事情讲到祷告的经历，就是说有点好像失望。
I
沮丧。 So sometimes I get really frustrated when I pray. 就是我觉得好很沮丧，要祷告，然后又得不到。
And I thought I would tell you about something that I'm struggling with right now, so you know that you're not the only one who gets really annoyed when they pray.
所以我想跟你交通一下我现在的感觉，但你自己也知道我这样的经历，所以你自己经历的时候你也会懂得这什么一回事。
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I play table tennis.
有些人还不知道我是打乒乓球的。
And I play quite a lot of competitions.
我常常参加很多比赛。
And I don't pray to win.
我并不是来打比赛一定要赢。
But I always pray and ask God that day I can honor him by trying hard, by not giving up, by faithfully finishing the day.
我常常向神祷告说我能够忠实的跟着他，然后尽我的能力去打好。
And yet sometimes, well actually, not sometimes, maybe 80-90% of the time, I'll play that day and I'll play terribly, and which is okay, but the thing is like, I'm trying really hard to focus and rely on God and keep my calm.
有时候80%-90%我打得不好的时候，我就觉得很失望，这虽然说我尽我的能力要注重精神在做这件事情。
And I don't actually end up glorifying God at all. Like, I get angry, I chuck my bat, I swear, I do something I regret.
到最后我输的时候，我有时候并没有让神得到honor, 荣耀，因为我开始发脾气，我开始把乒乓球的拍丢在地上这样子。
And I go home and I feel terrible and I'm like, oh, why did I do that? And I really regret it and I ask God for forgiveness.
有时候我回到家里面就很失望，有时候我会向神说，神啊，求你原谅我。
And I wonder why does it seem like God never helps me here, even though I feel I'm sincere when I'm asking him to help me glorify him.
所以我就很奇怪，我既然向神求让我能够尽我的能力去做，然后来荣耀他，但是我却又做不到呢。
And if you ask me now, I still don't know why.
就现在你要问我为什么不能够，我也不能够回答你。
And so I wanted to share that there are things that really frustrate me and I don't understand.
所以有时候有一些事情我向神求的却得不到的时候，我是不明白为什么。
And the only thing I can do is trust that or have faith that God is faithful.
我只能够简单的说，神啊，你是信实的，我只能够这样子单单的来信靠你。
And even though I have no idea why or what's happening, I still shouldn't lose hope.
我虽然并不明白为什么他没有回答我这个祷告，但是我还是不应该失望，失去信心。
So definitely things I don't understand and I get really frustrated about.
对，这是我一些我不明白的事情，但我觉得很沮丧的事情。
And I can just hope that God will show me.Why, maybe I'm asking the wrong thing, or
盼望有一天神会教导我为什么是这样。
Or maybe you could pray for me.
或者你也可以为我祷告。
Okay, so the last thing I'd like to talk about is sometimes I'm really amazed when I pray.
另一件事情就是有时候我很惊异当我祷告的时候所发生的事情。
Okay, so last Sunday, Uncle Charlie asked me if I could say something tonight.
上星期徐永弟兄问我是不是晚上可以做点见证。
And after 2 hours ago, I had no idea what to say.
直到两个小时之前，我还没有，还不知道要该说什么。
And I was getting really freaked out, and I sent a text to Dad. I'm like, "Oh, help! I don't know what I'm doing."
To Dad, 我freak out, 我实在是我有点惊慌，然后我就送了一个短信给我父亲，叫他为我祷告。
Oh no! I was just worried, so I told.That I was worried. I didn't actually.
我只是告诉我父亲，我就很紧张，不知道做什么。
But what I did was I ended up praying.
当然，我后来我就简单的就祷告了。
And prayed for if God wanted me to say something to really give me something to say.
就求神说，如果真的要我做一些话的话，请他给我有东西交通。
And what happened was I managed to see a brother.
不久之后祷告，不久之后见到一个弟兄。
He was a really wise brother. He started to pray with me as well.
他是一个很有智慧的弟兄，他就跟我一起祷告。
And after that, we chatted a bit.
我们交通了之后。
And he mentioned that this camp, like in the workshop with Uncle Chris, and like there are lots of questions about prayer or.
他就提醒我，我在这个营会里面参加那个工作坊，讲到祷告的这件事情和 Chris 和 Brother Ian。
So maybe I could share about something to do with prayer.
也许我可以交通一点关于祷告的事情。
And so I think in doing so, God did answer my prayer.
So 我这样做了之后，神的确是回答了我的祷告。
And so, whether or not any of you can get anything out of this,
你们不知道我交通了这些几件事情有得到什么。
I know for myself that I just saw another.I just had another experience of God's faithfulness.
但是这件事情让我再看见多一次神的信实。
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
我就说完了。
实在感谢主哈。
Thank the Lord.
我本来我上个星期我去找 Abraham, 我说让他能不能分享一些他信主的见证。
Last week when I asked Abraham to share something, I asked him to share his testimony of how he got saved.
所以后来我就我想他可能自己会去准备。
And 我想他I thought he would go away and prepare himself.
Yeah. 所以后来其实我就我又找了其他的几个弟兄姊妹想让他们也准备一下。
So I did look up a few other brothers and sisters and asked them to prepare as well.
后来我觉得说因为有一些弟兄姊妹接下来会也会有一个见证是讲到他们怎么样信主的。
And I believe that later on, at the end of the conference, some brother and sister may have opportunity to share about their testimony of how they got saved.
所以我就一直在想我说是不是应该让 Abraham 分享一些怎么样他在信主的过程中他自己成长的经历甚至一些的挣扎。
So we asked Abraham to share, I asked him to share something about his Christian experience in growing up, how he experienced the Lord and what experience he had.
我没有问他我说我想。
I was thinking perhaps Abraham can share those things.
但是后来我在刚刚的时候刚刚在节目之前我看到 Abraham 我就问他准备的怎么样。
So when I saw Abraham just now before the program started, I asked him how was the preparation.
我看见他在很黑了他一个人坐在那边还在准备。
And he was sitting in a dark corner still preparing.
所以真的是感谢主因为他讲的跟我想的是一样的。
And I praise the Lord that what he shared is what I wanting him to do.
所以我想真的是神听我们的祷告。
So God did listen to prayers.
所以他也真的是知道我们中间弟兄姊妹的需要。
And he knew the needs of our brothers and sisters here.
所以如果你也曾经经历过跟 Abraham 一样的挣扎。
So if you have gone through the same experience or struggles like Abraham.
或者你也想在信主的这个过程中你有更多的经历。
Or if you want to have more experience of the Lord as you grow in him.
我想我们只有一个途径。
There's only one way.
我想就是向我们的这位主来祷告。
As to pray to the Lord that we believe.
因为我们知道我们这位主他真的是又真又活的神。
Because our God is a true and living God.
我们下面一个节目是Auburn 的 Senior Sunday School, 他会为我们准备一个 drama.
Auburn Senior Sunday School, young people will be presenting an item, a skit.
Do you have a name or...
我们是180度这是就是这个节目
This year so far has seen exciting changes in our senior Sunday school class in Auburn. Our theme this year is that we are a teamAnd we gave ourselves a name, 180.
今年在 Open 大班组日学有一些叫人兴奋的转变。我们的主题是，我们是一起的。我们给自己起了一个名字，180度。
We thought it would be a good team building activity to put a skit together. Our inspiration is from our name, 180.
我们觉得这个短剧会促进我们的关系。这个短句的灵感是来自我们的名字180度。
When we hear from God, we can respond in different ways. 0 degrees is when we ignore God and don't change.
当我们听见神，我们可能有不同的反应。零度是指我们不睬理他，没有任何改变。
360 degrees is when we turn to God and repent, but then turn back and keep going our own way. But 180 degrees is when we hear from God, truly repent, and follow through to live His way.
360度使我们转向神，表面悔改了又掉头走自己以前的路。180度使我们听见神后真正的悔改，然后一直走下去。
Once upon a time, not so very long ago, in a land not so very far away, there were four friends, Jeremy, Joanna, Andy, and Itang. First, we'll introduce Jeremy's character. Next, we'll introduce Joanna's character. Now we'll introduce Andy's character. Last but not least, Itang's character. Throughout each day, they played games, ate food, and sang songs. They also heard speakers talk about After that, they broke into fellowship groups and discussed together about what they had heard. After they got home, thank you. Youth camp is a special opportunity to hear from God. There are different responses we can have.
青年营是一个很特别的机会去遇见神，我们会有几种反应。
We can either ignore God, or we can listen for a while and then go back to our own ways. Or we can hear, turn around and obey God with dedication and commitment.
我们可以忽略神，或者听一阵子后又返回自己原来的方向和道路，又或者我们听见后回转并且尽心委身的去听。
How will you respond?
你们会怎样回应呢？Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 他们是不是演得非常的形象？
I think that they have being very practical in their performance.
那个零度和三百六十度的，明年我们把它再送进来。
Those who have zero degree and 360 degree, we had to send them here again next year.
但是那个一百八十度也需要还要再进来。
But even the 180 degree may need to revise again next year.
我想其实我们回去以后是我们对于我们真实的一个考验。
I believe that going back will be a true trial for us.
也许你真的在这个营会的里面你得到很多的东西。
Perhaps you may gain a lot of things in this camp.
但是你是不是真的是能够在回去每一天的生活中能够把它活出来呢？
But can you actually live it out in your daily life once you go back?
所以盼望我们不是笑过以后又是 back to normal.
I hope that we are not have a good laugh and then back to normal again.
所以盼望我们真的是生命有一个180度的改变。
But then our life will have a 180 degree change.
我们下面请宋仁华姊妹给我们有一个见证。
We ask Sister Song to have a testimony for us.
And 大家好，我叫宋仁华，然后我是12年8月份来到悉尼。
My name is Song Renhua. I came to Sydney in 2012.
真的是很感谢主让我在13年4月28号受洗。
I praise the Lord that on the 2013, on the
4月28号
28th of April, I was baptized.
在信主的路上，我觉得我刚开始信就是单纯的信。
And when I first believed in the Lord, I was very simple. I just believed in Him.
然后再后来我知道了有天堂。
And later on, I found out there is a heaven.
然后但是我没有想过要去天堂。
But I never thought about going to heaven.
但是别人会跟我说不去天堂就要下地狱。
And then someone told me that if I don't go to heaven, I will actually be going to hell.
所以昨天我给伊敏发了一个信息说那个焦点是什么，就是我给伊敏发了一个短信问那个焦点是什么。
OK, I sent a new text message last night, say what is our focus, what should be our focus, what is the cross point,
但是是没有的。
But actually there's no such thing.
但是在现在生活中就我身边的人他们都觉得他们是处于焦点的。
But many people I met actually still was in that crossing point, not sure which point, which part they should be going.
所以这个他给我的答案就更加的，就是鼓励我去向更多的人传福音，不要让他们再觉得自己是处于焦点的。
And his answer actually helped me to be more determined to share the gospel with people so that they will not get trapped in that crossing point, not sure which part they are in.
让他们都能被上帝找到。
May they all be found by God.
我最主要讲一下我信主，因为我不想，可能没有大部分人那么幸运，我不是来自于基督徒家庭的。
I'm not as fortunate as some of you because I did not come from a Christian family.
在我小就是上大学之前，我都是跟我家里人参与迷信的。
And before I went to university, I was superstitious just like my family.
并且在以前我觉得那些与鬼相交的人都是很厉害的。
And in the past, I thought that people who are medium, who have something to do with demons, they are cool.
我也看到了很多那种，就是说不是正常的生活中能够看到的那些现象。
And then I saw some supernatural happenings around me.
比如有些人被鬼附了，然后会做一些很超常的人的那种事情。
I saw people who were possessed by demons that they can do some supernatural things that a normal human being can do, cannot do.
还有有些人可以变成我死去的爷爷，然后说我们家里的一些事情。
And someone actually even came back as if he was my long dead grandfather and tell us things about our family.
所以在在我没信主之前，我就知道这个世界上是有鬼的。
So before I believed in the Lord, I knew that there are demons in this world.
嗯，但是因为以前上高中，还有就是上初中的时候，为了考试，我还是会去拜拜那些偶像。
And later on, when I go to high school and even junior high, I want to get good results, so I went to worship those idols.
嗯，可以说就是拜了之后，确实你想的东西，它就给你成了。
But as if that when I pray to them, that they answer my prayer.
并且我也承诺过他们一些事情。
And I even make some wishes in return as a thank you to them.
但是我都没有做过。
But I never fulfill those wish.
嗯，后来来到悉尼。
And later I came to Sydney.
我是有，因为我认识一个也是教会的，就是王文博。
And I knew Emma from church.
他就是我跟他认识，我也不知道原因怎么认识的。
I'm not quite sure now how I actually met her.
然后他一直邀请我来教堂。
She keep inviting me to come to church.
他会跟我发消息，发一些关于上帝的信息。
And she always sending me messages or emails about God.
我很印象深的就是他说，就是说现在的人怎么堕落，他说有些事情去发泄，怎么发泄只是暂时的解决，这个事情是违法真正解决。
And she shared with me how corrupt human beings are. No matter how we try to improve ourselves, it cannot be improved.
然后我自己的经历，我感觉也是对的。
And from my own experience, I believe that she is correct.
就是很不好意思，我第一次去教堂，是他跟我说教堂有艾叶，因为我喜欢吃东西。
I'm ashamed to share that the first time I went to church because she invited me to say there's a love feast and I love food.
所以我就去了。
So I went along with her.
并且印象很深，那天天气好像不好。
And amazingly that day the weather was not very good.
然后去教堂。
So I went to the church building.
我特别感动就是在听完大家唱完诗歌，然后就会有一些人在祷告。
And we sang some hymns, and then someone was praying before after that.
然后那些人都是赞美神的。
And they're all praising God.
就会，我就感觉他们在祷告的时候都是在感觉在哭一样的。
And I felt that as if when they are praying, they are almost like crying.
然后就会赞美神怎么爱我们，为我们钉十字架，为了我们的罪。然后受死。
And praising about a God who loved them, who gave his life for them, was even crucified on the cross for them.
然后我也认识到，我也是那个让他为我钉十字架中的一个。
Then I knew that I also came to know that he also died for me and crucified on the cross for me.
所以我就很感谢神。
So I really thank God.
嗯，并且我以前也相信有鬼有神。
And in the past, I did believe there is demons, there is God.
然后这位神是真正的存在的。
But this God, now I believe he's a true and living God.
所以我就愿意去相信。
So I want to believe in him.
嗯，然后就慢慢的，最后当做一段经历，然后我就愿意受洗。
So after I believe, I also want to be baptized.
我很记得在受洗的前一天就做了一个梦。
I believe before I was baptized, I had a dream.
我就梦见有一个东西，它一直要追杀我。
I dreamt that there was something chasing me, want to kill me.
然后他就跑到我家，然后他我们家里的人他都不杀。
And came to my house, and he did not want to kill anyone else in my family.
他就只杀我一个人，然后当时我就跟我妈妈说，我说你不要告诉那个人我去哪了。
And he was just trying to find me and kill me, so I told my mom, tell him I'm not here. Don't tell him where I'm going.
然后我当时醒来，我就知道那是魔鬼。
And when I woke up, I realized that it must be the devil.
然后就在前一段时间，我又做了一个类似的梦。
And not long ago, I had a similar dream.
也是梦见有一群魔鬼。
Also a group of demons chasing me.
但是这一个梦，我觉得我醒来之后一点都不害怕。
But when I woke up, I was in no fear at all.
因为在梦里面，我很清楚的记得，我用圣经战胜了魔鬼。
And because in that dream, I remember clearly I used the Bible and I overcame them.
因为只要我打开圣经，魔鬼就被我吓走了。
Whenever I opened my Bible, they just ran away.
所以他就让我能够认识到自己多么需要圣经，多么需要靠神去战胜魔鬼。
So I felt that I really need to rely on the Bible, and by God's strength, I can overcome the demons.
也很感谢主，让我知道他是一个真的信实。并且与我同在的。
I also want to thank God that He is faithful and He's always with me.
因为我在我们家是唯一一个信主的。
Because I'm the only believer in my family.
但是，我去年回国的时候，我家里人根本就不会把我看成异类。
When I went home last year, my family did not treat me as like one of them.
因为我们家里人还是会就是参与一些迷信。
And because they're still involved in certain superstitions?
以前要是在家的话，我肯定要参与的，就是清明节去，就是过完年要去上山上神。
And in the past, I will have to participate in the activities like after New Year, we'll go to Qingming, which is going to the cemetery.
但是去年回家的时候，因为我跟他们都说了，神是就是信主是不可以与鬼相交，不可以去再去拜那些，就是拜那些东西。
But I told them that I'm now a believer and I'm not supposed to participate in activities that relate to the demons.
所以就在那一天，我全家人都去拜的时候，然后他们就没有叫我。
So that day when they all went to the cemetery, they did not invite me.
如果他们叫我的话，我是不敢拒绝，因为我爸好凶。
If they call me, I will not know or dare to reject it because my father is quite fierce.
真的很感谢主，那一天我爸没有跟我说。
Thank the Lord that day my father did not request me to go.
所以，我觉得主是听祷告的，因为有些事情就是靠人做不到的，但神真的能够。帮我们做到。
So the Lord really listens to prayer. Sometimes something is impossible with men, but to God it is possible.
我也想分享一下关于我祷告的事情。
And I also want to share another thing about my prayer life.
就是刚开始信主的时候，我觉得我的祷告都是以自己为中心，什么都是想着自己为中心。
When I first believed in the Lord, I felt that my prayer life is very self-centered. I always think of myself.
并且我也能感受到，因为刚开始信主，就像大家说的蜜月期一样的。
And it was like a honeymoon period when I first believed.
然后神都会回应的。
God seems to answer a lot of my prayers.
但是在后来，我的祷告有了变化。
But later on, the way I pray has changed.
因为我发现，神就是让我们，就是信神，就是相当于跟神同死同埋葬再复活。
And I believe that my life is to be resurrected together with, to die with the Lord, to resurrect with Him, and to ascend with Him.
So
I decided to let go of myself in my prayer life.
So there are a lot of things I meet after I pray, I hope that God will follow His will.
So many times when I came to certain decisions, I always pray that God, may your will be done.
即使结果会不好，在我看来不好。
Even though what if it's according to God's will may not be beneficial for me.
但是感谢神，他会赐给我一个平安的心，让我去面对。
But God will give me a peace that I can deal with it calmly.
然后我就会发现那个出来的恩典比我自己直接想要的更大更好。
And later on, the grace I experienced from God is far greater than what I can imagine.
嗯，还有一个就是我觉得神、圣经、圣灵都是活的。
And I believe that God, the Bible, and the Holy Spirit, they all are living to me.
因为其实我一直在困扰关于神对婚姻的诫命吧。
Concerning marriage, I have certain issues about it.
因为神说过，信和不信的人不能够共夫一轭。
Because he said that the believers and unbelievers cannot be equally yoked.
但是我好像违背了神的诫命。
But I have disobeyed God in this matter.
所以在违背之前，我也不断的向神祷告。
But I have been always praying to God concerning this.
然后就结婚了。
But then I got married.
然后我老公是不信的。
My husband is a non-believer.
但是我相信神。
But I believe in God.
所以说很感谢神，让他能够来到澳洲，能够让他能够接触上帝。
I at least thank God that he can come to Australia and he also can come to know God.
所以说圣经是活的，不是说我不知道怎么解释。
I don't know how to explain this. I believe that the Bible is real and living.
所以说最重要的就是要有一颗相信上帝的心，真的如果在对上帝的信心有动摇的时候，真的是非常痛苦的。
And I felt that if we are shaken in our faith towards God, then you'll be quite a suffering.
有很多事情别人看不到，但上帝都知道。
What we cannot see, but God will know everything.
所以很希望，真的，我特别，就有一段时间，我好希望上帝能够救所有的人。
So one time, I was hoping that God can save everyone.
所以我朋友跟我说，那些信基督的人就像神经病一样给他们传道，我真的非常的能够理解。
So one of my friends commented to me that Christians are fanatics. They only share gospel everywhere. And actually, I actually understand what she meant.
所以真的很感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
不知道说啥了。好了吧。谢谢。
Thank you.
我们谢谢宋姊妹的见证。
Thank you, Sister Song, for your testimony.
我们真的看见神真的是活的。
I believe that God is a living God.
而且我们看见神真的，他拯救我们，真的是每个人得救的方法方式都不一样。
So、everyone got saved in a different manner.
我们姊妹她是在大学里面读 IT 的博士的。
And our sister actually is like doing a master's degree in IT in university.
A doctorate in PhD in university. 所以我想真的是不管我们是你看到说不管是我们有文化的甚至那些文盲一点字都不识的。
And whether you are highly educated or non-educated.
不管我们是中国人还是外国人。
Whether we areWesterners or Chinese people.
我们看见我们的主却是一样的。
Yeah, our Lord is the same.
而且这个救恩也是那么的真实。
Salvation is real.
所以如果我知道我们中间还有很多还没有清楚的信主得救的。
I know that among us there are many people here have yet to know for sure your salvation.
所以我真的盼望当你们听到这些见证之后，
I really hope that after you listen to this testimony,
你们也真的在神面前有一个真实寻求的心。
That you have a heart really seeking God.
你们也在神的面前祷告说，真的求你向我来显现。
And praise God that God may appear to me.
如果神是真实的，
If God is real,
他一定会向你显现。
He will surely appear to you.
他一定会借着你周围的环境告诉你说，他真的是那位拯救你的神。
And through your circumstances, he can show you that he's the true and living God.
我们也继续为我们姊妹的丈夫来祷告。
We pray for our sister's husband.
他参加我们的营会。
He joined our camp today, this time.
他也在信仰上已经迈进了很大的一步。
He has taken quite a giant step in his belief.
但是他是否他自己觉得已经得救，需要他自己来跟我们说。
Whether he truly saved, we might need him to tell us.
所以我想，不管是是谁，如果你来到这个营地
，Doesn't matter who you are. Once you come into the camp,
如不管你是以前你的父母是基督徒的
，Whether you are your parents are Christians or not.
但是我们每一个人心里面，我们都要问自己一个问题。
We all must ask ourselves this question.
我们是不是真的是已经重生，已经得救了
？Have I already got saved and born again?
你知道你将来要去的地方吗
？Am I know where my destiny, where my future?Eternal place or longing be.
所以我想，这个是我们每个人其实以后都要面对的一个问题。
This is something that we have to face eventually.
所以我们盼望真的是在我们营地中的福音朋友。
And I hope that all the gospel friends among us in this camp.
经过这次营地以后
，After the camp this time.
我想就像 Brother Neil 他画的那个图一样
，Just like the picture that diagram that Brother Neil has.
我们所有的人都从这个 lost 的地方，我们转到那个 found 的地方。
Really hope that all the people can be turned from the place that was lost to the place that was found.
OK， 那接下来是由 Auburn 的青年组给大家有演唱两首的诗歌。
And some young people from Auburn will be singing two songs for everyone.
记得我们前几年啊，我们教会有办音乐特会的时候，我们青年组有上去演唱过这首诗歌。
I believe a few years ago when we have the gospel outreach, a musical gospel outreach, the young people presented this song as well.
那当他们唱这首歌的时候，我想在当时在座很多的人都被这首歌所打动。
I believe that when they sang that song that few years ago, many people were touched by that song.
因为你看到。他在这边讲的乃是一个爱的故事。
Because the song is describing a love story.
他讲到我们的这位神，他如何愿意因为爱我们，他被钉在这个十字架上。
How this God of love for our sake is willing to be crucified to the cross.
所以我盼望今天这首歌也唱到你的心里。
I hope that today this hymn also touched your heart.
然后你真的也看见神对着你的爱真的是何等的长阔高深。
That you can see thatGod's love for you is how deep, how high, how wide.
让我们真的也像我们第一首歌所唱的一样。
And just like the first song we sang.
让我们的主真的成为我们的所有。
That our God may be our all and in all.
我觉得时间真的是过得很快。
Time flies.
我们一下子已经一个小时过去了。
That's been more than an hour now.
我们剩下还有最后一个节目。
We have the last item now.
最后一个节目也是一个非常特别的节目。
And I believe it's a very special program.
也需要大家有一些的配合。
But I need you to cooperate with us.
我们会和大家有一个，现在就演吗 ？OK， 等一下，这是 secret。我想大家都知道，我先把背景讲一下哈。
Just describe to you the background.
我想大家都知道前不久发生的关于马来西亚航空MH370 的事情。
I believe you have, you know about the MH370 Malaysian Airlines story.
所以我们想借着这样一个节目是跟这个空难有关的。
So we are introduced to you a program that got something to do with air disaster.
让我们能够反思一下生命的意义。
And let us, think about what is the meaning of life.
我们是不是现在就开始？啊，我知道，我读完这个以后就开始啊。这个导演在后面。
Director is sitting in the corner.
Okay. 好，我们现在开始这个节目。
We're gonna begin. Please be quiet. We're gonna begin.
3月8号的马航 MH370。
8th of March, MH Airline, MH370 Malaysian Airline.
我们至今仍然心有余悸。
Even today, our heart is fearful when we talk about the story.
他留下了无言的别离和解不开的谜。
He has left behind countless farewells that has no conclusions.
他是一个警钟。
It is an alarm clock.
让我们重新思考人生的意义。
That caused us to rethink what is the meaning of life.
接下来让我们一起来观看一段的视频。
Let us look at one audiovisual presentation.
这是一个真实的故事。
This is a true story.
它发生在1985年8月12号。
It happened on the 12th of August 1982.
是发生在日本的一起空难。
It happened in Japan.
现在我们就一起来看这段的视频。
Let's look at this audiovisual presentation.
让我们一起来体会在我们生命中最后的五分钟。
Let us now consider the last 5 minutes of our life.
幸せを探して
这是1985年发生在日本东京。
This happened in Tokyo 1985.
因为维修不当导致尾翼脱落而造成的空难。
Because of some negligence in maintenance that the tail of the plane exploded.
在这次空难中有524人遇难。
524 people lost their lives.
成为世界上第三大的空难。
It was the third worst disaster, air disaster.
也是单一一架飞机的空难中死伤最惨重的一种。
It is the most death happened to one single airplane.
当看到这些的时候，我们不禁感叹生命的短暂与脆弱。
And we think about how short life is and how weak life is.
生命就像一个旅程。
Our life is like a journey.
每一个旅程都有它的开始和结束。
Every journey has a beginning and ending.
就像每一个航班的起飞都有它的起点和终点。
Just like every flight has its departure and destination.
现在请允许我向你发出一个邀请。
May you allow me to ask you for a request.
邀请你也来参加这样一个不寻常的旅行。
And that you may participate in this extraordinary journey.
邀请你一起来体验这个生命里的最后的五分钟。
That you may also experience the last 5 minutes of your life.
让我们一起来思想生命的意义和盼望。
Let us think about the meaning of life and the hope.
假如你真的是踏上了这班的飞机。
And that you may stand on this airplane.
假如你真的是坐上了这次的航班。
As if you are now one of the passengers of this flight.
After arriving at the airport, you check in and got your boarding pass. After the security check, you finally come to the gate ready to board the airplane.
三十分钟后，你拿着行李和送到机门的礼物开始登机。
30 minutes later, boarding started. You got on the airplane with your hand luggage and some gifts for your family.
上了飞机，看到乘务员热情的微笑和真诚的服务，心想这次会是一个快乐的旅程。
The flight attendants welcome you with a big smile, and you thought this is going to be a great journey.
现在，你坐在一个靠窗的位置，看到外面蓝蓝的天空，还有和你一起登上飞机的乘客，他们都带着喜悦的笑容。
Now you sit down on the window seat. You're looking through the window and see this beautiful blue sky. Everyone else on board seems to be so happy as well.
Attention passengers, please remain on your seat and put on your seat belt. Please do not walk around. The aircraft will take off in 10 minutes. All flight attendants, please be ready for taking off.
机上的乘客们请注意了，请您坐好您的位置，不要随意走动，系好你的安全带，飞机将在十分钟后起飞，请乘务员做好准备。
飞机开始在跑道上滑行，机组向客舱发出了起飞的信号。
Finally, the airplane has come to the runway. Flight captain gives the signal for taking off.
你可以感觉到飞机在加速，你震耳的引擎呐喊，你有点不安，机舱里有点紧张的气氛。
As you can feel right now, the plane is accelerating. Your ears might feel a little uncomfortable from the noise of the plane engine. You're feeling a little anxious, and there's a tense atmosphere throughout the cabin.
Oh, dear passenger, you may feel a little bit uncomfortable during the taking off. Everything is going to be fine in a few minutes.亲爱的乘客，您可能会感觉到有一些不舒适感，请放心，过几分钟后就会正常的，所以不要紧张。
几秒钟后，飞机离开地面，开始上升。
In just a few seconds, the plane left the ground.
你看着外面，一切建筑物和人都在你的视野中慢慢的变小了，你也享受着外面的美景，终于登上了回家的行程。
You're looking outside the window, everything is becoming smaller and smaller as the plane ascended. You're really enjoying the view, and you're happy that you're on, finally on your way back home.
飞机穿过白云，天是那么的蓝，云是那么的白，心情是那么的愉悦，一切都是那么的美好。
The plane went through the white clouds, the sky is so blue, the clouds so white.You're in such a good mood, and everything seems so good.
几分钟后，飞机出现了最强烈的颠簸，机翼晃动的厉害，旁边的乘客和你现在很不安。
A few minutes later, the plane is having some strong turbulence, and the winds are shaking heavily. You and the other passengers are now very, very anxious.
Attention passengers, the plane is just having some turbulence due to airflow, so don't panic.
乘客们又恢复了平静。
The passengers feel relieved for a moment.
但是实际情况却不像乘务员说的那样，飞机这时震动的比先前更加厉害。
Things are not happening the way described by the flight attendant. The turbulence got stronger and stronger.
随后就听到轰的一声巨响。
And then everyone heard a big bang.
一股非常大的气流就像您和你身旁的人，纸箱和许多东西朝着你的脸飞了过来。
Strong airflow entered the cabin, facing the passengers, blowing papers and everything on your faces.
你身边的人在拼命的喊着和哭着，整个机舱都笼罩在恐惧中。
People started shouting and crying in great fear. Terror permeates the entire cabin.
这时你知道飞机失事了。
As it became clear that the plane is going to crash.
Attention passenger, attention passenger. Let's be an explosion at the tail end of the airplane. The plane will crash in 5 minutes.Please write down your last words to your last one.
乘客们，飞机机里突然发生爆炸，飞机将在五分钟后坠落，请大家写下你最想要说的话，给你最爱的人。
One more time, last one. Attention passengers, please feel explosion at the tail end of the airplane. The plane will crash in 5 minutes.Please write down your last word to your last one.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
朋友们
and friends,
似乎这一切我们都已经想过。
It seems that none of these is what we would have expected.
当我们来到生命的尽头
as we come to the end of our lives,
来到生命的最后一刻
the very last moment of our journey.
现在你心里想的是什么？
What are you thinking about right now?
你放不下的又是什么？
What are the things that you couldn't let go?
你还想跟谁说声谢谢？
To whom would you like to say thank you?
说声对不起？
Or sorry?
还是跟谁说声我爱你，请原谅我？
To whom would you say I love you? Please forgive me?
也许是那位辛劳的爸爸
Perhaps to your dad
还是那位年老的妈妈
Perhaps to the mom
对不起
Sorry mom
我爱你
Sorry dad I love you both
还是你只想能够多拥有一点点时间
Or perhaps you're hoping that you can have a bit more time
与你最亲的人就这样紧紧地聚在一起
That you can spend with your loved ones on the same airplane, quietly being together.
对不起
Sorry.
我没有好好的陪你
I haven't spent enough time for you.
请原谅我
Please forgive me.
还是你想起了那位主
Or perhaps you're thinking about the Lord.
那位你即将要面对面遇见的神
The God whom you will soon meet.Face to face.
我不知道你现在写下的会是什么。
I'm not sure what you have been writing down.
也许，也许你觉得走了就可以。
Perhaps you think it's okay to just go.
但是，生命不单单是自己。
But life is not all about ourselves.
让我们思考我们自己。
Let's think about this.
让我们想想我们自己
Think about
让我们想想我们将要去的那个彼岸
Think about the other side of life that we'll be going
大家安静。
Please be quiet for a few more moments.
我不知道大家现在心里怎么想，是不是觉得很开心，还是心里很难受？
Are you very happy or you're very sad?
应该说我们开心是很幸运，我们还活着。
We may be glad because we are still living, we're still here.
因为这是个演习。
Because it's only a video presentation.
我相信如果你现在坐的是马航，
If you are actually sitting in that Malaysian airline,
你不会是这样的兴奋。
I'm pretty sure that you won't be so excited.
刚刚的五分钟可能对很多弟兄姐妹来说不会有太多的意义。
And the 5 minutes we described just now, for a lot of people, it may just be 5 minutes and nothing much to it.
因为你看到的是你自己。
Because you saw yourself.
而不是看到你自己活着生命的一个意义。
But not the true meaning of your own life.
最近晚上一直在流传一个视频，关于马航失事的视频。
And lately there on the internet, there has always been a few video presentations about Malaysian Airlines.
这视频讲到说，如果马航能够回来
，They're talking about if Malaysian Airlines can return。
那讲到说，很多马航失事的亲人，大家的一个阐述，有记者把它记录下来，编成一个视频，就如果马航能够回来。
And they make a video about what happened if Malaysian Airlines can actually return。
那里讲到说，很多他的亲人，很多他们有朋友说，如果马航能够回来，我一定好好爱他。
And many of the relatives of the passengers on Malaysian Airlines say if they come back, I will really love them.
如果马航能够真的回来，我一定好好陪你。
If Malaysian Airlines can come back, I will really want to spend more time with you.
我想说弟兄姐妹，
I will say to you, brothers and sisters,
我们今天所在这里享受的每一秒，
every second that we enjoy here,
我们所享的每一秒它跟马航一样。
And it will be just like the Malaysian Airline.
他过去了，他再也不可能回来。
What have gone in will not return.
永远不会。
You'll never return.
这个视频是我在一个星期前我看到的，在网络关于空难日本空难这个事件。
I saw this clip about the Japanese airline disaster about a week ago.
如果我还没信主得救的话，也许我会这样看。
If I was not a Christian, I might look at it this way.
我看了之后，只是心里一个感触啊、哦，原来人这么短暂。
I will just think to myself, life is so short.
然后呢，我可能会安静十分钟。
Maybe I'll be quiet down for 10 minutes.
告诉自己要好好珍惜生命。
And ask myself, I need to treasure life.
可能过两天，我也忘记了。生命其实不重要。
Maybe after a few minutes, I will say, "Well, life will go on as usual."
但是，我得救，我信主。
But I'm a Christian. I was saved, and I believe in the Lord.
当我看到这些时候，我在想，我是谁
？And when I look at this clip, and then I think to myself, "Who am I?"
What do I seek? 我追求的是什么
？What do I seek for?
这一切是否又跟永恒有意义
？Anything that we do.Has it got anything to do with eternity?
今年的邀请函里面，其中有一句讲到说，很多年长弟兄，当他们回顾他们一生的时候，他们总是有很多的懊悔。
And many old people, when they look back on their life, they think about many regrets.
是圣经里面是约翰一书讲到说，这世界和其上一切的情欲都会过去，唯有遵从神的旨意是永远长存。
And First John say that all the things of this world will pass away. Only those who fear God will remain forever.
我只是想分享说，世人的感动，世人的警醒，那是一个新的软弱，那是一个我们人性的一个软弱。
And I believe that
我觉得说，世人对这个视频的感动，那是因为我们。每个人心灵都有一个软弱，觉得说这个看了这么多人死，我们很痛心。
And the world may look at this and felt sad because we all have this weakness towards our own human being.
但是我想在这边，我跟大家分享这个视频，只是我想说， 我们真的需要神来帮助我们，来启示我们。
I believe that when we look at this video presentation, we need God to reveal something to us.
如果我们没有被神给看见，给启示，我们只是个客旅。
If we do not, God did not reveal us to be just a traveler in this world.
我们将来要去的将是天堂，而不是一个不知道的地方。
That we'll be going to heaven and not an unknown place.
当我们看见我们自己的身份，我相信你对于今天你不会随便去过。
I believe that if you look at, if you know our position, then you will not simply pass each day.
你不会将那世界随便，那你自己丢失了自己，丢失了你的爱，丢失了那位爱你的主。
You will not pass each day simply and lose your hope, lose your love, and lost yourself in the world.
我想分享说，无论你得救与否，得救的人我们会说我们好好珍惜那份起初的爱。
And whether you are safe or not, you need to think about that love, first love that you had.
还没得救的，我想说这份爱也与你有份。
And those who are not safe here, I want you to know that this love, you can have a part in it.
也许我们今天会跌倒，也会软弱。
Perhaps we may fall, we may be weak.
但是我们可以仰望天空，仰望我们的神。
We still need to look up to the sky, to look up to God.
因为是他拣选我们作为他的子民。
He has chosen us to be his people.
我想分享说我们的目的地，我们是确信的。
I believe, firmly believe where our destination will be.
我们将来又到达的彼岸也是蛮有盼望的。
And the place that we're going to is full of hope.
如果你还望着那个，如果你还望着那家马航，你永远不会回来。
If you just put your hope.Like those on that Malaysian flight.
但是你如果现在是望着那位神，
then you will never return. But our hope is not in the plane, but is in God.
平安跟喜乐就会与我们同在。
And joy and peace will follow us.
我分享这些不是说我自己生活有多好。
I'm not sharing this because my life is good.
我也会软弱，我也会否认神。
I can also become weak. I can sometimes deny God.
但是我就很想在这边，我们彼此鼓励，我们彼此学习，我们彼此来爱主。
But I hope that using this, that we can encourage one another to love God more.
这是我一点点分享。
That's my sharing. Thank you.
Ah, 我记得啊，王文弟兄他第一次把这个视频他交给我，他把他的 idea 告诉我的时候。
And one, when Eric show this clip to me and told me his ideas.
当我在那里看这个视频的时候，
when I look at that audiovisual clip,
我真的被那个场景，我被他感动。
I was actually moved by the whole description.
当我刚才我坐在这里，在一边听我一边看的时候，
as I listen to it and look at it again,
如果你真的把自己放在那个环境里面，
if you put yourself in that circumstances.
你就不会再去笑。
You will not laugh.
你就真的是会在那边思考。
You will actually be meditating and thinking.
如果我今天真的是坐上了那架飞机。
If I was truly in that flight.
如果我今天真的是走上了一条真的是那马上就要面对死亡的路。
If I was to face death immediately.
我不知道你的感想会是怎么样。
How would you feel?
所以我想，我们每个人现在手上都有笔和纸。
I believe many of you have a piece of paper and a pen.
如果真的你坐上了刚才那个航班，
imagine yourself to be in that flight.
如果你真的是在最后的五分钟，你还有机会可以留下来几句给你最爱的人。
If you have that last 5 minutes available to you to write something to the people you love most,
我想请你真的是能够写下来。
May you be able to write that down.
让真的是让我们的心好好的来思想。
That we, our heart can think about this.
在你生命最紧要的关头的时候。
That in the most critical time of your life.
你想要对谁说一句什么样的话。
Who do you want to say something to?
我想给大家真的是有五分钟的时间。
I'll give you now 5 minutes to think about this.
你真的是好好的在那里思想。
Write something and think about something.
然后你可以把你最后的话你写下来。
And write it down on that piece of paper to your loved ones.
如果你愿意把你写的，我们不需要写上你的名字。
There's no need to write down your name.
如果你写完以后你可以稍后把它交给我们。
I just pass those piece of paper to me afterwards.
我们到时候我们会在后面有一个专门的一个栏目。
And maybe we'll set up a notice board to pin up those words.
也许我们可以看一看到底在我们生命中我们最想说的话是什么。
And we'll look at what are the last words you have for your loved one.
所以我想给大家五分钟的时间。
Give you 5 minutes.
让你能够思想，你也写下一些话。
Think about what you want to write and write it down.
知道大家还在写，是吧？
Some of you are still writing.
其实五分钟其实是很短。
5 minutes is indeed a short time.
啊，当我真的想到如果我还有五分钟的时候，
If I think about if I only have 5 minutes,
啊，我觉得我好像真的有千言万语要说。
I have millions of words to say.
但是我却不知道真的从哪里说起。
But I will not know where to begin.
啊，所以我想，如果你啊真的是已经写好了，
And if you have already finished writing,
啊，我想请你到时候离开的时候可以啊交给我们其中的一个，交给我，请你交给我。
And please pass all your message, last 5 minutes message, to Brother Charlie.
啊，因为我看到其实真的有很多人是带着眼泪在写这一张纸。
I saw quite a few people are writing this down in tears.
啊，所以真的让我们来好好的思想，我们为什么活在这个地上。
Let's think carefully what is the meaning of our existence here.
让我们真的好好好好的思想。
That we can think.
到底我们如何活这一生才真正的有价值有意义。
How we may live this life with meaning.
我想今天晚上，最后的一个节目可能有一些沉重。
Perhaps this is quite heavy, as the last item.
但是我想真的是一个很好的机会，让我们好好的反思一下。
But it is a good thing to cause us to think.
也许我们真的每一天都在忙碌一些别的事情。
Because we can be busy about many things each day.
也许我们从来没有想到，如果我们的生命真的走到尽头的话。
And we never thought if our life comes to an end.
到底我们那时候要去面对主的时候，
When we face God,
我们到底是一个什么样的心情？
What sort of heart are we going to bring before Him?
所以我们感谢主能够让我们有晚上的这个时间。
We thank God for the time we had tonight.
让我们能够一起来和弟兄姊妹们一起来分享这些很美好的节目。
And that we can share these wonderful items with brothers and sisters.
我们最后我们有一个祷告。
Let's pray.
所以说我们真的是要感谢你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
真的当我们再次来到你面前的时候，
As you come to your presence,
当我们真的在这里思想生命的意义，生命的价值的时候，
I think about the meaning of life and the value of life.
主，我真的求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open up our eyes.
主，真的让我们看见，如果我们没有你，
That we can see that without you,
我们的生命，我们的价值真的是毫无所有。
And our meaning, our life will totally be without value.
主，如果我们真的没有你，
without you,
主，我们面对的我们乃是一个审判。
Then what we are facing is only just judgment.
主，我们真的求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
主，真的让我们看见。
That we can see that.
主，你是何等爱我们的一位神。
You are the God who loves us.
你现在还把机会，还把时间留给我们。
You're still giving us time and opportunity.
让我们真的是能够在这个机会和时间的里面，我们能够来拣选你。
That we indeed can choose this opportunity in this time.
让我们真的能够接受你作为我们个人的救主。
And to receive you as our personal savior.
我们也愿意把我们的一生完全的交在你的手中。
Willing to commit our whole life into your hands.
真的，只有交在你的手中，我们的生命才有最终的价值和意义。
To give our life to you is the only meaning in life.
主，我们真的求你，主。今天晚上所有来到这里的弟兄姊妹，
May all the brothers and sisters who gather in this place tonight,
主，我们不管他们的光景如何，
Whatever situation they may be in,
我们不管他们现在处在什么样的情形，
What sort of spiritual condition,
也许有人还没有信你，
Perhaps some have yet to believe,
也许有人他们还在失败软弱的当中，
Or some are still in weakness and defeat,
有人甚至真的是对你一点都不在乎，
Some have totally have no heart for you,
但是你却关心，你却爱每一个灵魂。
But yet you care for us and you love each one of us.
主，求你真的是开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
让我们真的看见你。
That we can see you.
让我们真的当我们来到这个营会的时候。
That we come to this camp.
我们就真的能够面对面的来遇见你。
That we can see you face to face.
当我们真的回去的时候。
And when we go back.
主，我们乃是带着你自己丰盛的恩典。
That we can go back with the riches of your grace.
在这里给我们的祝福，主，我们回到人群的中间。
And your blessing that we can return to where we come from.
主，也让我们真的是在人的中间为你做一个美好的见证。
That we can be a good testimony for you among men.
主，我们真的感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们看见主，你真的把现在还有时间和机会给我们。
Thank you for still giving us life and time.
主，真的让我们不浪费这个时间。
Help us not to waste it.
主真的求你让我们珍惜在我们生命中的每一分每一秒。
They can treasure our lives every minute and more and second.
让我们真的是能够为你而活。
That we may live for you.
我们要把一切的感谢赞美都归给你。
Give you all the praise and thanks.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们结束之前，我还有几个的报告。
This is a simple, a few simple announcements before you go.
明天早上我们七点半我们有掰饼的聚会。
At 7:30 in the morning, tomorrow morning, we're going to have the Lord's table, breaking of bread here.
这也是我们的一个改变之一。
This is one of the changes we are making happen in the camp.
因为我们想到说，很多年轻人可能都喜欢睡懒觉。
Many young people like to sleep in.
我想你们既然有机会来到这个营地
，Since you have a time, opportunity to come to the camp，
你们就应该做一些跟你们平时不一样的。
Maybe you should do something that is totally different to what you usually do。
我记得去年我们到以色列跟陈其贞弟兄我们一起去以色列参观旅游的时候
，Last year when we went to Christian Chan and tour Israel with him。
在最后一天我们在橄榄山上我们有拜饼的聚会。
And last day on the Mount Olive, we actually have a Lord's table together.
大家知道是几点钟吗
?Do you know what time?
早上五点钟。
It was 5 o'clock in the morning, we had the Lord's table.
当我们拜完饼以后我们就去看那个日出。
And after breaking a break, we went to see the sunrise together.
我想在我们的去的几个弟兄在我们的生命当中真的给我们留下一个非常深刻的印象。
For the few brothers and sisters who went along, this is truly a memorable time in our life.
因为当我们来到主面前的时候
When we come before the Lord,
当我们真的看见主的爱在我们中间的时候
We can see the love of the Lord among us.
你就真的看见那个掰饼真实的意义。
That we can truly see the meaning of the Lord's table.
所以我盼望明天我们所有的弟兄姊妹
I hope that all the brothers and sisters,
我们都能够准时的来到这里来参加拜饼聚会
that we can all come here on time to partake of the Lord's table.
如果你还没有信主的
if you have yet to believe in the Lord,
如果你自己还不清楚你是否已经重生得救的
if you're not sure whether you're born again,
我们也欢迎你来参加
you're welcome to come to this Lord's table too.
你也可以来看一看到底这些基督徒在这里他们在做一些什么
And to see what are the Christians doing in this place
让你能够体会一下为什么他们在这里为着那位爱他们的主他们在这里做一些的事情
And to see what are the Christians doing towards the Lord who loves them
所以盼望大家明天早上七点半的时候能够准时来到这里
I hope everyone can come here at 7:30 in the morning on tomorrow morning
我们掰完饼以后那我们在吃完饭九点半我们就要清理我们的 cabin
and after breaking a break we'll have some breakfast and after breakfast before 9:30 you need to clear out your cabin
因为还有别的一个 group 要进来
because there's another group coming in
所以我们请特别是group 那个 cabin 的那个 leader
so I hope that all cabin leaders
你确认所有的这些行李他们都已经打包已经上车了
and that you can make sure that all the luggage is ready to go onto the car
而且我们要清洁那个 cabin
and you need to tidy up the cabin as well
我们请那些所有的 cabin 里面的垃圾你都要拿出来然后扔到这个垃圾箱里
and please bring out all the rubbish in your cabin and take it to the rubbish bin
然后呢我们要请你把你的行李拿到你要坐的那辆车上去。
And bring your luggage to the car that you'll be taking, you'll be going home with.
所以如果你还不知道你要坐谁的车回去的。
If you felt that if you do not have a driver to take you home,
请你马上找 Frank 弟兄联系。
Please look for Brother Frank at the back and let him know.
那也请每一个 cabin 的 leader 拿过钥匙的这些 cabin 的 leader
If you have taken a key, each cabin leader
也请你把钥匙还给 Frank 弟兄。
Please also return the key to Brother Frank.
那我们也想请大家注意，就是关于我们那边还有奉献箱。
There's a few offering box at the corner there.
如果你前两天你忘记奉献的，你也可以把那个奉献管放进去。
If you've forgotten to put in your offerings the last 2 days, you can do that soon.
我们这个是自由的奉献。
This is a free will offering.
如果主有感动你你可以把一些的这些款你可以放在那个奉献箱里。
May you put this offering in according to what the Lord has given you in that box.
明天早上呢信息完了以后我们还有 Q&A 的这样一个 session.
After the morning message, we have a question and answering session.
所以如果你有对着前面几堂信息你有问题的话。
If you have a few questions towards the messages you have heard.
请你一个你可以要不然你可以直接 text 到Neil 弟兄的手机上。
You can either text it directly to Uncle Neil's phone.
或者呢你把那个问题呢你可以投到奉献箱里。
Or you can put the question into the offering box.
那我们也可以有一些提早有一些准备。
And then we can have some preparation, to answer those questions.
那明天的那个餐厅的服饰是
Tomorrow morning the duties for the kitchen.
早餐是 1A 1B.
And to prepare before breakfast will be Kevin 1A and 1B.
那早餐之后 clean up 是Kevin 3A 3B.
And later on after the breakfast the cleaning up will be Kevin 3A and 3B.
那今天晚上我们就停在这里。
Our meeting tonight will stop here.
我们来提醒一下弟兄姊妹，我们是十点半熄灯。
So please remind that all lights off at 10:30.
那我们还有一些宵夜，大家也可以先去用。
Yeah, feel some supper before you go.
我想请你如果你写好那个字条的话，请你拿过来给我。
After you completed your writing, please pass it to Brother Xu Yong.
好吧，我们现在就是。